Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:45 British summertime on October 24th. Well, this has been a reasonably quiet day in here today. I suppose the main area that there has been any excitement in has been commodities, but I'll come to that in a second. Looking at the equity markets in Asia, any of the markets that have any relation to India, so India, Sri Lanka, Singapore, they were all closed today because of the Hindi New Year, or sorry, Hindu New Year. Japan was down just a little bit on the day, down 8 points, and the Australian index was down a little bit in here as well, at 16 points. That's a key reversal on Australia when you look at it, when you look at the chart. But given that the day before was such a small day, and today it actually closed well off the lows today. But what we really need to see, if that is a key reversal that we need to pay any attention to at all, would be some follow through tomorrow on the downside. And if we don't see that, then it's really more of a statistical anomaly than an actual market signal. So that's one to watch for tomorrow, whether we're going to actually see some follow through or not. The Hang Seng was up a little bit in here, is up 0.351%, 63 points. But the A shares in Shanghai, they had a very good day. And having broken above that resistance area of around 1800, they're making pretty good weather of it, and we can expect them to keep on moving in a, excuse me, in a more consistent manner. Now that they've made that breakout, obviously, if it were to fall back below 1800, that would probably slow it down for a while. But the Shanghai market's certainly looking quite good right now. Also, some of the South American markets are looking good. Venezuela, for all of its political strife, has broken up once more. Mexico is also doing rather well, although it is down about half of 1%. Right now, it's still a very consistent uptrend. Brazil's up 0.5% today, and again, that is starting to look much better as well. The Dow Jones, S&P, and the Nasdaq are all relatively steady in here today. The Dow Jones is down 8 points, the S&P is down 2 points, and the Nasdaq, just of late, is down 16 points, which is 0.68 of 1%. So, when you look at that in numerical terms, it looks like the Nasdaq is a little bit weaker in here, but when you look at the chart, it's still a very consistent uptrend, and you can say that across the board with the US markets. I know that when I came in and did the click through that I look at all the different markets in the morning today, the very first ones that pop up are the US markets, and I was just astonished really that every single one of the US markets that we look at are so remarkably consistent. I'm just looking at the Nasdaq right now. It's a step sequence uptrend. It's got good breakouts from each of the steps, and we're in a consolidation phase right now. It is approaching an area of prior resistance around 1750, but I don't think that's anything particularly to worry about unless the market gives us a signal otherwise. Europe was also very quiet in here today. Pretty mixed day really. The FTSE was up 16, the DAX was up 4, the IBEX, which has been the leader, was down a little bit, down 40. But again, pretty steady in here, not really very much to report at all. Same with government bond markets. US Treasuries are flat on the day. Gilts are down just a fraction, down 7 points, 108.56. Bund is down 1 point. So again, very quiet on the bond markets. Where the real action to report is in the precious metal markets. Gold, the low today on gold was 573. But it's currently up 275, so that's well off the lows in there. Silver, on the other hand, a much more dramatic story. Silver's low was at 1135, and it's currently trading at 1182, so up 15. When you look at the chart there, that's really well off the lows. Sorry, palladium, the low was at 315, and it's currently at 322, so it's up $1.15 on the day. The black sheep of the family there is platinum. It's down nearly $11 in here, but I don't think that's going to stay down in isolation. It's off the lows, and I'd be surprised if it doesn't rally up in conjunction with the other three precious metals. I suppose that is really trading very much in line with the dollar. The dollar's a little bit weaker in here today. I wouldn't say that it's that you could call this any big change here, but the euro is up 16 points, so 125.68. Swiss franc is down just a little bit, and the yen is down very marginally. So the fact of the matter is that the dollar was a bit stronger earlier on in the day. That seems to have reversed right now. I don't think it's in very convincing fashion, but that's given a boost to some of these precious metals, particularly because gold in particular was coming back towards the bottom of the range. So I presume that when the market saw that there was a little bit of dollar weakness in there, people started to buy in here, and that has helped to support the market. Again, that's rather encouraging, given that there have been estimates out there we're going to see gold fall back to $500. I believe that is really remarkably unlikely. Even 550, I think, would be a stretch, and I think there's plenty of buyers around this level even today. Now, looking at the oil markets, I know that in David's piece he talked about the energy markets having been close to a floor. Natural gas is up nearly 14 points, is at $7.02 in here today, and oil is up 64 cents, sorry, 69 cents right now. It's at 59.50. Now, when you look at the actual contract, it doesn't look that particularly encouraging, because you don't have the benefit of the contract change when you look at the actual continuation chart, because there's a jump from the continuation on the continuation chart from the contango. It's actually looking quite a bit better, but as long as oil is going sideways, it does look like it's in a base building or support building area. And I'd be surprised if it moves very much below where it is now, and it does look like it's starting to bottom out. Now, the grain complex, which has been really very good over the last couple of weeks, has been in a bit of consolidation. Soybeans is probably the one that's doing the best right now. It's up 7 points at 624. It is in an area of potential resistance, but it would really have to show us quite a big downward dynamic to take the impetus out of this market right now, even regardless of the fact that it is a little bit overextended. If it does start to come off, I think we're probably going to see more of a correction than a reversal, unless there's some whopping dynamic, which isn't out of the question in these markets. I mean, the grain markets. I'm just going to pull up oats, because that one was rather interesting this morning. Oats is up in here 8.25 points at 233. That's really rather good action. And although it would have to sustain a move above 240 to really tell us that it is out of this sort of consolidation phase, the fact that it's put in this good action here today from the bottom of the range yesterday is rather encouraging. I'll just pull up wheat as well. Wheat is up in here again 5.5 points, 537 points. Again, this is in a consolidation phase. So soybeans definitely the best, I would say, in order. Then it would be oats, and then wheat afterwards. Just let me take a quick look at corn. Corn has a better strike off that soybeans has been the best performer. Corn is without a shadow of a doubt the best performer. 325. That's the U.S. contract. I can't remember exactly now what the Matif traded contract is, but that is also looking rather good. And if I remember correctly from my click through this morning. So the grains are certainly looking rather good. Now, the important factor is that the other things that started to pop up this morning when I was doing the click through were the grains. Then we had live cattle and lean hogs and coffee. So we may be seeing a bit of a move by funds buy into an asset class that has been relatively undervalued. Coffee had that very good run in August, was consolidating for much of the last month, but that February con sorry, that January contract I put up and commented the day yesterday certainly was a good upward dynamic, and it's held up reasonably well in here today, down a little bit, but not really that much. We also saw a good move in the Arabica contract. So there is the possibility that we're seeing a bit of a move by some funds into the soft commodities sector. And I think that will play out over the next couple of weeks. But certainly the grains are looking really rather good. The industrial metals had been, again, just like the precious metals, are well off their lows, but not really very much up on the day. So many of those are still in a consolidation phase, with nickel and lead really being the two outperformers there. And that's pretty much it for me. But if there's anything at all we can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact us and have a good evening.